Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Kids say the darndest thing. That's an old saying, but it rings so true even today. I'm on FaceTime with my nephew.
Darling little 8-year-old.
And, you know, I'm showing him around the house, you know, on the phone. And
sure.
You know, he likes the house. He's like, wow. And he goes, Uncle Jamar, what do you do for a living? I say, well, I'm on the radio. He said, that's it? And I was like, yeah, that's it. That's what I do. As if I can't make a living being on the radio.
That's all you do is really the inference, right?
Yeah, that's all I do. I was like, what are you trying to say? So, kids always say the darndest thing. I remember he gets it from my sister, because when I was younger, I remember when I first started growing facial hair, my little sister said to me, Jamar, you look like a bear. I said, great. This is not going very well.
This is not great. This is not the look I was like getting to. Yeah, my son said to me, I hate you in public.
Did I hate you?
You know, I really hate you. And I go, well, I'm not a big fan of yours either. And then we both went into our different corners. But anyway, I said, you want to ride home or not? Are you coming home with me?
Or
are you
going to get on the bus?
He took the ride.
I was on FaceTime, my husband and I, with our little niece and nephew. And we're probably about 10 minutes into the FaceTime. And they just both paused and said, so how come you don't have any kids?
Oh, no.
And we both just burst out laughing. We're like, well, they're like, but you're getting old.
No, my God.
And then conversation moves on. Like, my brother and sister-in-law are crying, laughing in the background. And then clearly our answer had not satisfied our little niece. And she was like, no, but where is your kid? And she was so baffled by this.
And she's on it.
I was like, you know what? Just don't say this around the grandparents.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta just give the kids a pass. What's the mean thing your kid said to you?
I shaved my face, and my daughter looked at me shocked, and she came around the corner. She saw me, and she's like, wow, what happened to your face? You're ugly, Daddy. And then I got ugly Daddy the rest of the day. And then before bed, before I kiss him goodnight. Mm. Good night, ugly Daddy. So, yeah.
Good night, ugly Daddy. All right. Did you grow back the facial hair yet?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Okay. Good stuff. Hey, kiss the little angel for us, okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have a good one, man.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Isn't it funny how kids for sure have no filter?
No filter. I think you start off with diapers and no filter, and you end up with no filter and diapers.
It's a circle.
It's
right?
A circle of life.
It goes around. Shout out to the mommy who got. Mommy, the dogs love cuddling with you because you have a squishy belly and big boobs. When they start talking, kids let you know exactly what's on their mind. Sometimes it's not so pretty.
It is no filter.
Not
and
at
it's,
all.
It's, it really is pure honesty from their perspective. And sometimes it hurts.
One time, I took my son, Texter says, on the GON train. He was about 6 years old. He saw a man that was bald standing beside us, and he said in the loudest voice in front of everybody, Daddy, why does he have any hair? The guy just started to laugh. Good on him.
Someone else texted in and said, my 7-year-old niece and I were talking, and I had said, when I get old. So she quickly responded, when you get older, because you are already old. But don't worry, there's still a chance you can get married one day if you find someone who likes older people and maybe have kids.
Wow. Okay. Texter says, daycare center, kid asks, were you born with a double chin?
Wow.
That's a lot.
You see, sometimes when you are talking, your kids are sponges. So they pick up stuff, and that gets into their little brains. And then when you go see so-and-so that you and your husband might have just talked about, you and your partner just talked about, that truthiness comes out in full, like a blast. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But, it just speaks to the child mind.
Yeah, but they speak the truth, I'll tell you.
They do speak the truth.
Do it. In Toronto with Caitlin Green. Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know.
The Ontario Cannabis Retail Corporation is trending this morning after it was reported that they lost $42 million in their first year. This is all according to newly released public documents. Now, a lot of people are going, how the heck do you do that? considering that, you know, usually we would have imagined this would be quite lucrative.
Right.
They reported revenues of $64 million for the year ending on March 31st, but the expenses totaled $106 million during the same period. And experts say just chalk this up to growing pains, no pun intended, because the rollout had a lot of bumps. Product shortages were a big issue.
Rollout.
Yeah, exactly. See? Double pun.
Love it.
They say that a lot of these, like, kind of, it's startup issues, right? So it's new to us.
You know, starting any new business, you're going to burn through cash. Burn.
Burn.
Just to be blunt.
Okay. I'm sorry I started this. They said those issues have largely been resolved in recent months. So year two, we're hoping that this is a lot more profitable.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees. Trees.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Okay.
Can someone turn his mic off, please?
Sorry.
Did this happen before you had kids, or is this like your dad joke phase?
Dad weed puns for 500.
Okay, there you go. Perfect. Okay, Mitch Marner's trending. Exciting news for Leafs fans that broke on Friday and still has people talking today. He has signed his contract. There was some debate about if they could get this deal done. People were very eager to see him rejoin the team, and he has signed a six-year deal with the Leafs for $65.35 million. Dun, dun, dun. This is Marilyn's former ringtone. It's true.
When that would ring, that meant it was long distance.
Oh, really?
And it was local. It was O Canada.
Oh, really? That's funny.
That's really good.
Anyway, I'm so glad Tom recorded that, because I missed that phone.
Do people have ringtones anymore? Or is that gone?
They're real high-techy. Yeah. They're not like the usual.
If I hear someone's phone ring, I'm caught off guard. I don't know too many people who have their phone. It's always on silent.
Okay, on that note, guys, yeah. I had happened to have a movie on this weekend, yeah. And I was out of the room, and I heard a rotary phone go off, and I go, what the hell was that?
Where am I?
And there's a sound you never hear anymore, right?
Did you feel like everything turned to black and white right away?
Sepia tone.
Sepia tone, exactly. And last but not least, Mississauga is trending this morning, because that was where our very own homegrown tennis star Bianca Andreescu was yesterday. She was there to greet several thousand people who turned up for a rally to celebrate her win over Serena Williams at the U.S. Open. That was pretty cool. We were all really looking forward to having her big warm welcome at home. She was there. She looked great. She looked like she was having a great time. The whole crowd was chanting Bianca for her. You saw lots of politicians there, lots of public figures. So congratulations one more time to her.
Can we invite her to our party?
Please.
Bianca, you're invited to our party.
Please come and hang out with us.
Please.
We would love that.
October 18th.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And let's get into that E! Talk Entertainment update. Chloe Wilde joins us. Welcome, Chloe.
Good morning. Okay, we're talking J-Lo. We're talking Constance Wu. Yep, I'm talking about Hustlers. It was a huge film here at TIFF. Our entire E! Talk team was so excited to be covering this movie. And we're not alone, because it has hit the box office and audiences are loving it. It didn't get the number one spot at the box office, but it snagged the number two spot, which is really amazing, because if you look at it from a financial standpoint, this movie only cost $20 million to make. And this weekend alone, it raked in $33
million. Wow.
So they're all very, very happy. And it's got a high rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So if you need something to do this weekend, you want to go check out a movie, go see Hustlers.
I can't wait to see it. Based on a true story. I love that part too.
Right?
You know what I kind of like is you referred to it earlier as the stripper Goodfellas.
Yeah, that's what the Wall Street Journal said this week. And I thought that's a good way of framing
that.
It. Yeah.
I love Goodfellas.
I haven't heard that before. Yeah. I like that comparison.
Goodfellas is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
I'll go see Hustlers now.
Okay, this is an interesting possible couple that we should have on our radar. Zooey Deschanel and Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott. I didn't know that this was a thing, but I kind of like it. So Zoe's no longer with her husband. That was announced a couple of weeks ago. Jonathan Scott is, of course, you know, a huge star with his brother. And these two actually did a little mini version of a carpool karaoke way back earlier this year. And now there's photos of them holding hands, and people are telling People Magazine that they're taking it easy. They're having fun. Nothing too serious yet, but I like it.
Well, he was on my show last week, he and his brother Drew, and we showed a picture of their carpool karaoke. And when I look back now, he longingly looked at how wonderful those Deschanel girls are. because both of them sing, like Zoe and her sister, I think Emily. And so I thought, oh, he kind of lingered a little long on that one.
So did now you have a feeling?
Not at all. Now that I look back, yeah. I go, oh, okay, he didn't say anything.
That was an Easter egg.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A little one.
So it's nice to see that happening. And they're taking it slow. So good. Yeah.
And I mean, the Scott brothers are both so nice. You know, like I feel like we've both interviewed them
sure.
so many times and they're delightful. So happy for them. Uh-huh. Okay. Friday, I was still in TIFF mode and I had the opportunity to sit down with Priyanka Chopra Jonas, who was here promoting her film, The Sky is Pink. And we got her on the E-Talk set. It was supposed to be a 15-minute interview. Mm. I think it went like 22 minutes. We were having such a good time. And I went there, you guys. I asked her if she's excited to be a mom.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's not something that you can plan. I hope that, you know, whenever it's the right time, yeah. it'll happen. But of course, Nick and I both are... That's something that is on our agenda in life, generally.
That's very nice. She's so cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? She was so, and she was so open. Like, yes, we of course talked about her film, which is amazing. And the reason why I asked her about, is she excited to be a mom, is in this movie, she plays a mom. And she plays a mom so convincingly
yeah.
that I just had to ask.
That
and
was
she was
good
so
question.
Open about it.
Yeah. She is gorgeous in person as we think she is.
Stunning.
All
like,
right.
everything about her is just top notch.
Awesome. Wow. Thanks, Chloe. Yeah. E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. Thank you for the insight.
Thank you.
When dreams become reality. That's really how this happened. Her name is Jenna Evans, and she had a dream last week that she actually swallowed her engagement ring for a pretty good purpose so that bad guys wouldn't get it.
So she's having a dream thinking the bad guys are going to get her beautiful new engagement ring, and so...
She actually swallowed it. She
like
woke
in
up
real life.
In real life that she actually swallowed the engagement ring.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
And she got to the doctor and they, here's the audio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I woke up and it was not on my hand, I knew exactly where it was. It was in my stomach. I was really happy because I don't know if I'd ever be able to look at it and appreciate it in the same way if I had to search for it. I feel very grateful that I got it back. And it does end as a happy, funny story.
Yes. What she's saying is she's glad they found it before it came out the other end.
Can someone?
Because it would have had a different meaning. Now, listen, kids. Listen. You know we talk about little kids swallowing things and our animals swallowing things. I mean, she at least had the, you know, fortitude to say, I swallowed my engagement ring. Let's get past through that one. And then they found it.
Hey, I've gotten a ring clean before, man. When they get all the crud off of that thing. When it comes back, it looks really, really good.
But, I mean, I have had dreams where they're so real, guys.
Yeah.
That you think that you've actually done something. Like, I sometimes wear a mouth guard because I, you know, grind my teeth. And I woke up the next morning and I dreamt that I had swallowed it. It was somewhere in the sheets. But I was like, oh my God, I gotta go to 9. I gotta call 911. I think I've swallowed it, right? You know, that's kind of scary when you think that reality is, you know, snuck in while you're sleeping.
I've had a dream where I was trying to, like, escape from something.
Yes.
And I've woken up and I was, like, standing in my living room. So clearly, whoa. I had, like, half asleep. Got like fled from whatever I thought was the dangerous situation I was having in my dream. And I was just standing in my living room at 3 a.m. going, okay. Uh-huh.
You didn't grab any projectiles or sharp objects in this dream,
no? No, right, not even a pillow.
Good for you.
I just thought of something from a long time ago when I was a little, it was probably I was in junior high. And I had the sheets in the dryer. My sheets, my beautiful flower sheets went on fire in the dryer.
Really?
Because we had to do our own laundry. So anyway, I had that in my head. So new sheets, okay, fine. And it was very chilly in Pittsburgh. So my mother said, here, take this old electric blanket and put that on the foot of the bed. In the middle of the night, I thought I smelled fire. And I remember waking up, seeing some flames, and taking care of them with a blanket.
Really?
When I woke up the next morning, there was a ring where the fire was. Just a little one. But the electric blanket went on fire.
So your dream was really what was
really
going
came
on.
True. My mother freaked out.
Oh.
No more electric blankets ever. You know, I mean, those are the ones that were not really true and tested back in the
70s. Sure, sure. Hey, yeah. Just someone walk me through this really quickly. How does one swallow a ring in their sleep? Like, how did
she's running away from the bad guys. What am I going to do? I have no place to put it. I'll swallow it, and then they won't know. Or I'll put it in my mouth.
And she really did it?
She really did it, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, that's deep.
That's
real deep.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.